Welcome to the Hot Seat. I'm your host, Nick, and I'm with Joanne, Miss New York, USA.
Hi.
How are you, Joanne?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. All right, we're going to dive right in. You ready?
Okay.
If you could witness any event in history, what would it be?
The birth of a child.
All right. Do you speak any other languages?
No.
Your favorite music genre?
Pop.
Perfect.
Top 40.
Sounds good. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate, definitely.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy. I'm so comedic.
You are very funny. Heels or flats?
Heels.
Stripes or flats?
Fucking buddies, man. They are true to cliche form. Rabbits are the meatloaf of the animal kingdom, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I think I slept through most of it in hot water, which shows you exactly how lukewarm in hot water is. But I think a lot of us have some questions as far as the opening video is concerned.
I feel like, okay, here's what I don't like.
Well, I have to, wait, before you go, because I have so many questions, I have to give credit to Joe Costanzo on Twitter for sending that out. And believe me, we're seeing more clips. That's just the beginning. But go from the beginning.
Okay, no, the thing I dislike about you working in hotels again are many things.
I got enough shit from that stupid show in Chicago.
You send me the weirdest ideas,
I've been on crack for the past 4 days.
You spend hours just Googling me and finding the weirdest shit. And then I get emails like,
it.
But then I get emails like, Joe, you're going to have to carry the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so tired. Just don't show up then, Bill. Just don't.
You know what? If I didn't show up, you wouldn't have gotten that nugget. But, Garrett, I believe we have a little more. What are your thoughts on supervillains, Joe? Wait, I'll just ask younger version of you.
I can't.
Hot weather or cold weather?
Hot.
Scariest villain?
Someone who did something bad.
Hair extensions take years off your brain life,
and,
ladies.
And I saw Garrett cracking up at the first one. What event in history would you like to witness? And I said the birth of a child.
The birth of a child.
I'm crying. I was so thrown off. And like,
yeah,
I don't
know with Nick Jonas.
I don't read comic books. Like, I don't know villains.
Oh, you know, it didn't, by the way, it didn't actually have to do anything with a comic book villain. It was just a villain overall. And you're just like someone that does something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
that's the worst kind. I should have said ones this with is, guns.
This is why you didn't get Miss Universe, because Miss Universe was.
I will say that guy Nick. He hosts like the preliminary pageant and does these little things for social media and online, and he thought I was hysterical. I think I'm the only one that made him laugh.
You were cracking yourself up, and I could tell like you were either. I don't know. You were on a lot of caffeine and very little food.
Oh my God, yeah.
And a whole lot of hair extensions.
Well,
I think I watched that.
I think one of the questions was, what was the last thing you ate? And I said hummus.
Yeah.
I think that was all I ate. Like, I didn't even eat it with crackers. It was just like, and I hate hummus.
And
God.
I've never seen you eat hummus. See,
because I hate it. And yet, when you are eating at the same buffet in Vegas for 3 weeks, you're like, how can I get creative here? Like, what healthy food can I do?
While doing all that stuff, you were actually at Vegas for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The whole pageant took that long.
I can't do Vegas for 4 days. 3 weeks? Jesus Christ.
But we weren't allowed to leave our rooms. I think we left the hotel, like, 3 times, but it was just for appearances. It was brutal.
And make it out with Nick Jonas.
That was once it was over. Then I was allowed to do whatever I wanted. It was like my, what's it called when the Amish go to New York?
Rumspringa.
It was my Rumspringa. I was like, oh yeah, let's just have iced teas, Nick Jonas.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a bad, bad couple of days, but not that I'm morphing into Gino. Daddy made a little money. But that Twitter clip that, again, thank you, Joe Costanza, for sending me.
I mean,
I immediately replied back. I'm like, that's the opener for tomorrow's show. And I don't think people believe me. No, we're gonna be going back to that throughout the entire show today.
It was so blonde.
Yeah, I think you almost looked blonde in that clip.
And I was so emaciated. I had no chest. I was wearing, like, a strapless bra with chicken cutlets in it. And there was still, like, flat as a board.
It looked like you were creating awareness for lady cancer. And you know what? I for one, am happy that we now know that ladies get cancer, guys.
Yeah, you know what? I'm happy that...
Free Mondays.
Let's divide up the cancers by gender.
Guys can't get cancer. Come on, we're indestructible. Well, that... Even though I wasn't able to see you for the last couple of days, I got to see that. And it made me a little less suicidal. What did the actual Joe that lives in the here and now versus 2012 Joe that needed a hamburger?
13.
What did you do? 2013, sorry, whatever. What did you do this weekend?
I mainly just...
We're going to have to go back to more of that.
I mainly bartended. Thankfully, not on St. Patrick's Day. But don't you know, people like to celebrate all weekend.
No shit.
So I had a lot of drunk people come in. Thankfully, the place I work, again, it shall not be named, but people, typically when they go in there, they're really just, they're into food. They're, you know, yeah. It's known for its good food. So, thankfully, there were a lot of people who came in where I was like, well, I can't serve this person, and I didn't have to. Like, they didn't even ask for a drink.
Did I ever tell you, I went to the place that shall not be named once with you and Lauren Savon, and then I went there another time with the male version of Lauren Savon, Joshua McCarroll.
Yeah.
And I think he was late, and I did. I think I texted you. I referenced your name. We got a great deal. Like you are a get-out-of-jail-free ticket at this place that will not be named.
Yeah.
They do somehow kind of like you.
They do really like me. It's so funny.
I like the food.
I wish I liked them back. No.
Now, food's great.
But no, the weekend was good. It's so funny to me, whenever there's large parties that go out to eat, like a party of 6 to 9, right? And I just think, who has this many friends that they want to have dinner with? And it's not like a birthday, or it's not, but they're just all going out to eat. That is my kind of nightmare.
How were the tips over the weekend?
Tips were pretty good. I mean, I generally get good tips. But I do think I lay on not the charm, but the pity me. So I get a lot of good pity tips. I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm so tired already. I have to be here for another 3 hours. And they're like, oh, you poor thing.
Explain to me how you do the charm.
The charm, okay, especially at the end of the meal, after I've processed the credit card, I look at the first name on the card. And when I drop it off, I go, Bill, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Oh,
just eye contact, very genuine, using a first name. Yeah, I feel like that genuinely helps me, as opposed to just like, here. You know, people like to feel like I've been a part of something good. Yes, I will tip you extra.
First of all, yeah, thank you. And second of all, she's never been nice to me. And third of all, I do believe you to be a good actress. I've seen you act before. Yeah. And yet I can always tell when you're lying to me. And I can always tell when you are just gritting through your teeth and hate anything that I've said, done, or even suggested.
Most
while you do the fake smile, like there's this like hatred through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like manna from heaven.
Just like nodding.
Speaking of hating myself through my eyes. Garrett, I may or may not have sent you something besides this Bible's worth of stories. This is what you do when you think you've got 3 hours of sleep, lots of bells and whistles. I might have given you, I don't want to spoil it for this little scamp, I might have given you a National Geographic stuff. And give me, yeah, we'll give it a second. See, here's the thing. All right, you're upset by this, but it doesn't have anything to do with Gino. It's just you. So,
It's not the Gino part that bothers me.
And also, like, we don't have our guests on.
It's the setup.
I've got a quiz for John when we get him out here. Goddamn, we need him. I'm already sick of you. But this is all about you. I am going to quiz you on all things animals while we're printing this bad boy out. Basically, we have this thing called National Geographic.
Everybody knows. Like, everybody knows. Why are you explaining it again? Everyone knows.
Will you explain?
It's the worst. It's stupid. It's an animal video.
Awesome.
The whole point is not about the guessing or the odds.
Big
it's just
piece.
So he can show another animal video.
Yep.
And while I don't hate animals, I also don't love them. So this is just wasting time.
So this is FiveFan Photoshop's graphic. Now, what we do is we've got National Geographic because baby needs her bottle. And you know what? It was too much Gino. So we've got National Geographic. And now I just ask Joe a couple of animal facts. Some are real, some aren't. And she decides. And you know what? You don't win anything. What you win is pride. And also, wait, where's the hat? You gotta wear the hat.
No, I'm not wearing the hat. I never wear the hat. It's disgusting. There's blood on it, there's unidentified stains on it.
God.
I'm not wearing the hat.
I also forgot to. Someone else on Twitter sent us a picture of the one time you did wear the hat with you in the green screen in the background, and it's almost adorable how angry you look
wearing
that.
It's disgusting.
Thank you, brother. And again, these are think pieces all.
There are so many things we could be discussing, and yet.
All right, we're gonna discuss all of them. Luckily, John was the only one that was on time. I don't even know where the fuck Abby is. She might have been on the other couch. But, all right, so these are both very easy, but you still have to make your guesses. There was a giraffe born that just basically broke the internet. The mom's name was April. It was enjoyed
by... That is a stupid name for a giraffe.
First of all, you hate anything that was born, all right? People reproduce. Just because you hate the actual miracle of birth doesn't mean the rest of animals
have
to do it.
There was a giraffe that was born.
Yeah. Broke the internet. We'll go to the video in a second. 232 million people watch this on YouTube. All I'm going to ask you, boy giraffe, girl giraffe, that's
girl.
It. Girl. Let's go to the tape. Well, by the way, look at this. Look at that shit. See that in the corner? Oh my God. That shit was a little baby giraffe. I've seen a lot of animals born.
It wasn't even squatting. Like, it hit the ground.
I know. That's like a mom that's had like at least 3 kids before that. That was my mom having
she
Alfred.
She walks away. Good for her.
And look at this little runt. You'd think it was like a fucking stillborn or something like this. There we go. I like how the other giraffe is over there just sort of like observing from the corner. All right, looks like it's still a little bit alive.
Is it dead?
No. Successful birth. Look. They don't just wake up and become giraffes, all right? It takes at least 5 minutes.
Okay.
And there it is. And you lost, by the way. It was a boy.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't see a penis, but...
we've done actual giraffe videos, fucking.
Yeah.
You've seen giraffe penises. Not impressive. They got girth in the neck, lost it in the ween-ween. And the second one is... This is a much better quiz.
There
we go.
Thank you, John. That's all
I like it when we always do, when we actually always do a picture of just Garrett's penis on something. And again, Garrett, well done. And also, respect to Garrett for shaving his balls. Not a lot of men on Compound do that. But Garrett thinks about his lady.
They're like, why should we go to stock photography for a penis when we got two perfectly good ones right here?
Two? It was one penis.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm assuming John has one.
No. Are you kidding me? He's hiding 5 penises in that coat. there was, let's see what it's called, 538. It's a great website. They did a study on why this particular...
Great website.
Yeah, whatever. They did a... I just woke up. They did a study on why this particular arena in the NBA gets so many bats. I repeat, why they get so many bats. Out of all of the basketball teams, this particular arena gets bats so many times that they stop games. Stop games. To get the bats, and their mascot plays along with it. Now, I'm going to ask you, which of these three NBA franchises has this problem?
Okay.
Is it A, the San Antonio Spurs, B, the Orlando Magic, or C, the Nashville Predators?
I think it's the San Antonio Spurs.
Because
in Texas, when I was in Austin, Texas, we did the bats, the South Congress Bridge. You can, like, wait and, like, look at the bats flying. But the only issue is they come out at night, and so then it's too dark to see them. It was the lamest 2 hours of my life.
You know what? I remember you telling that story while I was sleeping on this very show, and I should have known that. I was trying to screw
they
you.
Yeah, so many bats in
the Nashville Predators are actually a hockey team, and I was hoping you'd pick them.
Oh.
Indeed, it is the...
It did go over my head.
It is the Spurs. Let's go to Coyote. This happens so much that their mascot actually has a Batman outfit to get the bats. There we go. They figured out that exactly what you were talking about, the cave where they go and reproduce is right near the arena, and there is a vent in the arena where they go in. And then wake up while there's a kiss cam. None of this shit happens.
Do you think there's, like, paramedics off to the side with, like, rabies vaccinations?
Yes. Fuck yeah. I mean, there's a couple. There's, like, starters. I don't think they're not with the Bucks in that clip. But there were starters that would go back into the locker room when the bats would come out because they were so scared of getting bitten. And I got to tell you, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Bats fucking suck. I'm from the Midwest. We get a lot of bats. They have rabies a lot. I have, like, my dad's gotten bitten by a bat. Like, they're no joke.
Does your dad have rabies?
Explain my pronounced canines. Yet I still can't eat salt food.
I won't go into detail, but there's an episode of The Office.
Oh, my God. Jesus
with the bat
Christ.
And rabies, you guys. They have an episode of everything. Check it out.
All right. Well, you're 2 for 2 on the old National Geographic.
No, I didn't get the first one.
Oh, that's right. I can't do math. You can't get animals. I can't do math. But well done.
Yes.
All right. Enough about me and my animal videos. Aside from... serving drinks to people who don't deserve it. How were your couple of days without me? I'm so sorry.
God, it was so good. It was so great.
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Things are good. Caught up with a friend yesterday.
You don't have friends.
I do. I have at least, but I only go out.
Real ones.
I only go out with one at a time,
or
maybe two. I mean, this whole like 6-person party deal is too much. But no, I did not celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Amateur hour.
Haven't done the DNA testing because I refuse to, but I truly believe there is 0% Irish in my makeup.
You're very white. You could be.
So, no.
You have freckles.
A few, but that's just sun damage being from New Jersey.
Maybe they're just very tiny liver spots. I could be wrong. I've got so many freckles that turn into one giant freckle. Which means I'll always be permanently tan.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know if I have much Irish in me either. I just drink like one.
Yeah.
I hate St. Patrick's Day. We talked about this.
I like Irish music. I like Irish whiskey. I like Irish beer. And thank you again, Guinness, on Thursday for sending us that wonderful, wonderful care package.
Which you opened and exploded everywhere.
A little bit, but I cleaned it up. I don't like Gino. I clean up my mess. I like all things Irish, but I don't think there's a lot of Irish in me. I got a lot of British, but that's about it.
Yeah. I saw a lot of tweets or things about, like, it's like a white pride holiday.
Like in a jokey way or?
Kind of, but like, you know, it's mostly white, straight people just drinking and
man, you're not wrong.
Being belligerent.
that's why we got to get rid of all parades.
You know, I still have a lot of friends who are really into partying, like going to clubs.
Do
and
you?
Like doing, yes. So like, especially at the Jersey Shore, going to like DJs or these places where it's just like loud music, debauchery. And I'm like, but you're in your 30s now. Is that still fun?
No. I think the one time I went to clubs in my life was when I was like 22, 21.
Or like, is there not enough physical contact in your life that you're like, I need to be pressed up against sweaty, drunk, smelly people just to feel loved?
Like a human sardine.
No.
Who are these friends, though? Are they single? I might have to meet them.
I would never introduce you to my friends.
It just happens. It's like osmosis. Like, if they're near you, all of a sudden, you club? I might know Joanne.
You club? A verb. You club?
Is that what they say? Is that what the kids say? You clubbing out there?
Oh, God.
Let's go club some seals. But by the way, you hate people.
Yes.
You sit alone at home, pee in jars, Howard Hughes style, grow your beard out. But you have these friends that are actually very social. I don't even understand that. I don't understand how you guys have anything in common.
Yeah, we really don't. I think, friends by circumstance, and then when it comes to hobbies, we're not. That's about it.
Well, but you guys still keep in contact. I mean, you grew up with them?
Listen, when I say friends, I just mean I look at their posts on Instagram.
Oh, gotcha. And you look at the clubs that you opted not to go to, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now I really want to see some videos.
Like, an ideal St. Patrick's. I don't even like any of those, like, corned beef. Cabbage. I'm not even a fan of those.
The fastness of the Irish. Stop making fun of them.
I'm not making
fun
of them.
This is what made them have no skin pigment. The corned beef, the potatoes, the plague, the fact that they're all alcoholics, the fact that they have their babies through their dresses while they're doing dishes. It's the Irish way.
Let's bring in our guests.
I was looking up 2013 Miss Teen USA.
Yes!
And I saw an interview. And it says, Nochinski comes off as a surprisingly down-to-earth individual. She notes her ability to make impressive bird calls as one of her strong suits.
Yeah. I've done it on this show.
Oh, really?
No, you haven't. I want to see it.
Pigeons in various forms. Wounded pigeon.
It sounds like John if he trips. He makes that noise.
A mating pigeon. Right?
I didn't know pigeons could make orgasms.
Thank you! Excellent timing. Done. Excellent opportunity there.
Finally, we shot the parrot. It was earned. All right, well, let's bring out our goddamn guest.
I'm proud of the bird calls.
It was just pigeons.
I thought you were going to embarrass me, but...
You guys, John Moses, I love this idea. Fight Stories Podcast, he and Tyler Morrison. Go on, here's Jersey.
Hello.
Fights with all things, people. And, by the way, our perennial Josh Carter, I think he's a part of a video that we have today that I have yet to see.
Josh Carter's always on the show.
Huh? He's basically better than Joanne.
Were you scheduled to be on here? Okay, you were invited on after I found the video then.
Oh, to you while I was in the video?
Yeah.
I asked Josh
I actually watched it
on Wednesday, and I was like, but by the way, Joe's got a video of you, so I kind of want you on Monday.
Yeah.
And he did it.
We're going to show it.
Uh-oh.
thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for
Before we get to our stories.
Let me just say, you guys have been killing it this morning. I think that you should sleep here all the time. I think there is a magic in the first 2 hours of waking up, like a creative magic that you've tapped into.
I'll tell you what, I'm not living my best life, but at the age I'm at, I've learned that after 4 days of working nights, that's a young man's game. Much like Joanne's friends going to clubs in New Jersey. Yeah. Working nights 4 days in a row, you had man.
Other jobs you could have.
No, I'm just waiting to die. And also, it was really easy money. I could still find old school versions of you talking about villains while wearing a tiara. You know,
fair enough. Let's move on.
Hey, pigeon calls.
Only
what
a couple
talent.
Kind of jobs.
What a talent. That's
incredible. We can go to clips of that. We can go to clips of that throughout the entire show.
Nesting in my air.
But you said bird calls. It was only a pigeon. Can you do other birds?
But it was the various states. You said the wounded one was like a little slower. Man,
it's like,
John's actually turned on right now.
Do you remember playing?
John, like,
I'm not wearing underwear, guys.
Remember playing?
I thought I was going rough.
Remember a Mario Party, like Nintendo 64?
Yes.
When Mario would have like not a lot of life left, and his breathing was like, ooh, 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 ooh.
What is wrong with you?
Ooh. That I think inspired. Do you remember that?
I actually don't, but
John does.
What a wonderful Miss America talent. This is exactly what I thought it would be.
Every fucking show, I learn more and more weirdness about you. Jesus Christ. We have we used to do this segment where if Joe and I were on a vacation, we left for a while. We would kind of school each other on what we missed. The fact of the matter is, because Compound Media loves vacations, we have a 3-day weekend every week. So we miss some stuff. And now what I'm going to do is quiz you guys on the 3 days that we were gone. And let's go to our cute little graphics first.
Oh, man.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
She's doing the pigeon. She's doing
Virginia,
the pigeon thing right now.
Yeah. I want to give you a kiss. You're literally doing the pigeon right there.
I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I
travel
the wide, wide world.
Show
on Compound
Media. Jesus Christ.
So what did I miss?
This is not how you get new subscribers, people. Well, a little bit like when we did National Geographic. Are you happy?
Let's go. Let's continue.
Yeah. All right. There is a hole in a lake in California.
Uh-huh.
And it happens maybe about 5-10 times in a century. They have called it many things. It's actually only one thing. And it's been lost on the community as to why that this is hilarious. The one name is either the lake's asshole or old one eye or the glory hole. All right, and this happened this weekend, and they had a lot of cameras there. Which, you guys, A, B, or C, the glory hole, old one eye, or the lake's asshole is the actual nickname?
Wait, what is a hole in a lake?
I'm about to show you.
I know which.
This thing is not without its video.
I know which one I want it to be. I'm putting all my money on lake's asshole just out of hope.
Yeah, one leg's ass.
I'm going to say the glory hole just because I think they clean it up a little bit, keep it classy, but they want it to have like some kind of, you know, innuendo.
I think it's going
to
be one.
Look at the Brooklyn brain on Carter. Joe, what do you think?
I'm going to go for one eye because that's what you have left after looking in a glory hole.
Mm. Ooh.
How do you know? I'm just
Josh wins. Take a look.
Did I win?
It's a mesmerizing sight at Lake Berryessa.
Oh, wow.
That is a fucking wide chick's asshole.
That's like a
chick that looks like she's taking a lot.
That looks like a well-shaven gay asshole.
Yeah, gay one, yeah.
You know, my guess is because there's a big hole, and so people have chosen to utilize other terms.
How many times they explain this, I still don't get
it. Morning glory.
Call it the glory hole.
What happens if someone goes in it?
I want to see them throw a camera down there.
Trouble. They in trouble.
Drain for the Monticello Dam.
Oh, it's a drain.
Oh, is it Mammy? Oh, they did it. Oh,
okay.
When the lake level rises
look at
above
that thing.
440 feet, water starts spilling into the hole.
Oh, that it's little waterfall curved. Right there
so
is almost like a lake
the
clitoris.
They
built
finally
found
it.
They built that in case
the
Terminator
hole.
Came back in time.
And
you need somewhere
very
to drop
efficient.
That motherfucker.
It's not very turbulent. It's actually very
but, like,
rather
about seeing it makes me want to spit in it. Just go.
Think about if you have a dead body. Dead body, perfect opportunity.
Hell
to
hell yeah.
No kidding.
Where is the bottom? But that's got to go somewhere. I mean, that looks like a man-made situation there.
Oh, God.
Bill, you missed the best glory hole video, though.
Oh,
baby.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
my God. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with me?
Oh, no.
Oh, so he's...
Oh, man, I like bullshit. Oh. That thing died.
He probably did that
well done,
times
guys.
Over and over and over. You know?
It's the most fun ride.
That's it.
And there we went. That bird absolutely died. I love that they tried to make that like a happy
in case
ending.
PETA was watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A bird like the one we pictured here actually survived. We couldn't get a picture with it though.
Yes.
The old CYA.
Oh, God. I've got one on Beto, but fuck it. Might as well get to our stories. You guys, thank you so much for joining us.
A glory hole story about Beto?
That was just a bonus one, I guess.
Yeah, it was like Beto announcing.
I was just about to say that segues well into Cory Booker running for president.
Oh, actually, yeah. You know what? That's by the way, John just gave us our first guest segue. Let's give it to him, even though it's Joe and I on the segues.
There you go.
Let's do the Rosario Dawson.
I got it right here.
That's the first ever. That's history.
Okay, so Cory Booker. He's said in interviews that he is dating someone that has been confirmed. And now, thanks to TMZ, we know that the lucky lady is Rosario Dawson. There's some video that TMZ caught of her at Reagan National Airport.
Can we take a look at the beard? I mean, video.
Right. But is this new news? I thought I've known about this for months.
Yeah,
this is like what you said about people would like to see you in politics.
Oh. Okay.
And I know you've been hanging out with Cory Booker.
Yes.
Yes. Good president to be.
I think so. Yeah, he's an amazing.
They get mani pedis together.
Okay. What else? Yeah. What else did the public know?
I'm really grateful to have been coming to this wonderful city for many, many years.
Now
we have our offices for both Latino here.
I liked it when she was out
or something. Wait. Actually, look, and I'm being good.
She's fucking smart.
We rise.
Do you think Cory Booker is a fan of kids?
So is there any truth to the relationship with you and Cory Booker?
Yeah. Right. Yes, very much so.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Going for? How's it working out?
So far, so wonderful. He's a wonderful human being. It's good to spend some
there
time.
There we go. It's confirmed. I think from now on, I want to say...
Great shopping, buddy.
So far, so wonderful. We never say that.
It all started. I went to his house. We got into bed, started painting each other's nails.
So much bigger. So much more than good, right?
Yeah.
So far, so wonderful.
Yeah.
Much above.
Now, has, in the last election, she was campaigning for Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
So... how pissed do you think Bernie is at this love connection? He's lost a celebrity spokesperson.
I mean, how long is... we'll see.
Hey,
I don't think Cory...
I feel like we're missing the bigger issue here.
I think Bernie is going to be... By the way, did you see Bernie bashed his head open before getting out of the shower? And he had to go... He hit his head getting out of the shower.
No,
he had to go on TV wearing a big-ass bandage.
Oh, it's not hilarious.
That's not good.
It's kind of funny.
His age, that is not good.
Can you imagine the president doing a State of the Union? And
a certain age, we're all hemophiliacs. And that is not good for Bernie. Jeez, that's old man shit.
That's a liver spot president.
Do you think it was just a giant pimple, though, that he tried to pop, so he just put a Band-Aid over it?
No, I think he said that he gashed his head coming out of the shower. Or something like that.
I think you're right though, because I've only heard like a whisper of Cory Booker ever being gay, and I was like, oh whatever. But I went on the comment thread on TMZ, and everybody's like, oh he gay, and it's black people, so it's not like
it's.
I don't know.
No, I feel like they whisper about it at church.
I don't. I never saw it myself, but everyone I know who like follows him says that. But at the same time, he's like a biracial educated man. I'm like that too. People call me gay. I think when you're black and not intimidating, people assume you're gay.
People think I'm biracial, and everyone thinks I'm gay. So I'm right there with you, Josh. But
wait, Josh, you're not gay?
Nah.
Okay.
And people say the same thing to me. They're like, Bill, you're not gay.
Some people just confusing biracial and bisexual.
Maybe.
By the way, we'll talk after this.
Stop listening after the eye.
The Cory Booker thing's gone back a while. And I happen to know people that used to work with Cory. And this is going to be an issue. I don't know if you can go back. Maybe you can just decide that in your early years, all you like is smoke a cock, and then you can go to Rosario Dawson. If anyone could change a man, it would be her.
Maybe she's got an enormous clit.
But this is going to be an issue. Maybe.
Maybe she's got an enormous clit.
Oh,
Actually, that's a good call.
Maybe he was one of those types that just was studying the whole time, and he never really had like the game at first when he was young. And his like nerd friends, like, you know what? I'll help you out. I'm your buddy. I'll give you some relief.
The campaign needs your narrative. Like, listen, Corey's people, get Josh on your team.
Well, yeah, that's I'll the explain thing. Everything.
I mean, if you've been gay for 20 years in this day, and maybe you could have pulled it off in the 70s, you know, had a couple people iced.
No kidding.
How are you going to fucking pull it off?
No, and you can't. And that's the problem is this is was kind of open knowledge in the greater Newark and overall New Jersey community.
Mm.
Obviously, you were ignoring it because you don't pay any
That's North Jersey, though. Yeah, exactly. I'm not in North Jersey.
You know, cops don't harass black people who are also gay, though. Maybe that's how he had to come up.
Interesting. You know? And again, he was a great mayor of Newark, like almost too much. Like, Newark, superhero, yeah. Superhero, he would go into houses that were on fire and save people and stuff like that.
Suck somebody off.
Yeah.
There's so much smoke, nobody's looking.
Thank you for not taking the obvious flaming one. You went in there for. No, that's what makes you a great comic. You didn't go for the obvious.
Is it possible that he's just using her? Because she works with this Latino organization. So as far as that vote goes,
I think I was about to shake my head when you said it's possible that he's just using her. Yeah.
What better way to fight Trump than to have a celebrity first lady?
Also, Latinas are a little hairier. So if you're into hairy assholes.
Is Rosario Dawson?
Are you speaking
Dawson
from
Latina?
Experience?
No, just stuff I've read.
And she, what is she, half Puerto Rican? Well, she's all hot. So if anyone can change her.
She's fucking on fire.
God damn, Rosario Dawson.
Well, speaking of actors.
Great segue.
We have a great one on the panel right now. That's right.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Josh Carter.
Don't show the clip just yet.
We're not going to show the clip just yet. We need to set this up appropriately.
I want to know first. Okay, you want to hear my backstory to this?
Well, first I want to say what we're even talking
backstory.
About. Right. So Saturday Night Live is in some hot water because there are some comedians who, what's the name of the group? Trojan Horse?
Yeah, Temple Horses.
Temple Horses.
Yeah.
They created some videos online years ago, sketch videos, that they are saying writers at SNL have lifted. They have taken these premises, even more than that, they have really just taken the content they're saying and done these sketches twice now in one season. At first, they didn't know if they wanted to come forward, but they have. They want people to know that this is happening.
Yeah.
There are two specific sketches. One is called Not Trying to Fuck This Pumpkin. SNL's is called Pumpkin Patch. Their original, one of their sketches was an ad called Pet Blinders. The one on SNL is called, what is it called? Puppy Pound, I think. Pound Puppy. So we have the two videos of each sketch.
Pound Puppy's amazing.
I think that we can show just like maybe the first 30 seconds of each. Okay. And then we'll show the end of the I'm Not Trying to Fuck This Pumpkin one because we know a guy in it.
Oh.
By the way, I'm always trying to fuck this pumpkin. Right over here. Rhymes with Schmash Smarter.
Schmash Smarter. So yeah, if we go to the Variety...
I think this is the right one. Sabi if it is.
God, you ruined everything.
I would never do it with just my husband.
Okay, so this is...
Hey, why don't you guys...
Look who that is. Look at that.
I like you in fall.
She's looking beefy.
Uh-oh.
All right, so the premise of this sketch is guys trying to find a pumpkin, one that looks so good you'd want to fuck it, but I would never fuck this pumpkin. And so then more people get involved, like, oh, yes.
That's Caitlin Bell. I'm glad this part you could barely see me for.
Oh, there you are. There's the top of your head.
Yep. I think I saw your belly button. You have an Audi?
No, I don't. That was my belly. No.
I gotta give Josh credit. He's not a...
Wait, hold on. He has a line.
Do I have a line?
I want to make sure that... Hold on.
I didn't get splinters in my cooch.
Yeah, I don't fuck pumpkins either. No, but if I did, I need to know the guts won't put a rash on my dick.
That's a legitimate question. Hey, what do you think, Sam?
There you go.
Know, I did this. I didn't realize what I was getting into when I did this.
We never do as actors.
I was like very like getting into comedy when this happened. They invited me. I saw that Greer Barnes was on the call sheet also. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? maybe I just, I'm new
and
to this.
Greer Barnes read the script and was like,
I'll go there. This will be a lot funnier than it reads right now. Greer Barnes is in it. So I go there, Greer Barnes isn't there. I'm just like, fuck it, I guess I'll just do it. I'm like kind of like trying to nonchalantly be out of the
pumpkin.
Now I'm getting punished. Now, of all the things SNL had to steal, why would you steal this?
Yeah. So now
more people have to watch this shit.
All right, if we can show a little bit of the pumpkin patch on SNL.
I actually haven't seen this version.
With their parents, there's a slide. I can't have my employees humping the pumpkins at me. And Nathan, I'd expect this from Todd, but I'm pretty disappointed in you, Nathan. I actually think you're pretty smart.
I mean, they definitely punched it up.
Nathan!
It's called a budget.
You got anything to say for yourself, man?
Right.
I'm embarrassed. This is not our finest hour.
Mm-hmm.
To be caught doing that with a pumpkin?
You had sex with it.
By someone I admire and respect, my boss, who's also the father of my wife?
I'm your father-in-law.
But I promise, sir, I will never do this again.
I can't promise that, sir, but I'll try my hardest not to. I might, though.
Sir, in our defense, have you ever actually done that with a pumpkin?
No.
It feels pretty legit.
Sir, if it helps in any way, Todd used a condom.
It does not.
So the main difference, right, between these two sketches. So when they're claiming that this was lifted, certain things definitely. The opening music in the SNL one is very similar to the original. The ideas of pumpkins. It's this is a family establishment. Blah blah blah. However, in the first, it's like, I'm not fucking this pumpkin. No, that's not it. And in this, it's like, yes, I totally have. You see the act. There's a flashback point. So, like, I guess my question to you guys as comics is, at what point is it stealing? Or is it possible to have a similar idea?
Yeah, I think that's just a similar idea, to be honest.
You think
and
so?
I was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So stop showing the original one.
I would have. Keep showing the original. I've done some.
You do it in slow motion. Kind of contrast with Josh and, the, and Josh fucking up.
I don't think fucking punk. I guess I would see it.
It's I'd be able to give him a pass if it wasn't twice.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the other one.
That the whatever, and I think in that writing room, it's one writer who follows these guys and watches their stuff.
They said it was two different
people. Plucks an inspiration and runs and.
All right, so let's see a little bit of the other one.
You know?
I think that
they
said it was two different writers. So if that's true, if this was actually stolen from, that means that they do this with a lot of fringe like sketch groups.
Right,
or just the first ones.
Well, then
you're gonna get caught. Like in the day and age of YouTube, going to get caught.
If it's two different writers, then that seems like a problem. That it's SNL. Like that's like. It's like, listen, guys, go out there, chew up some content.
Yeah.
Because then they're telling you to go and take stuff. If it's just one lazy motherfucker, you think, okay.
Here's my other question for you guys.
Egg, you know?
So if you've ever submitted a writing packet to SNL, and I've had friends who have done it, you are signing a disclaimer that says, SNL is allowed to use these ideas. They are allowed to use my writing, my sketches, in the future at any point, and I no longer have the rights to it. So it's possible that someone on this group had written something, submitted a writing packet, still thought it was a great idea, so
I don't think
filmed
that they,
their
that,
own
I don't
sketch.
Think that they, I don't think that they submitted to SNL, like with sketches that they already wrote.
Really?
Yeah, I doubt it. Like, I wouldn't do that.
But you know what?
You're really not proud of this sketch that you're in.
Let me give you an example. Like, I'm writing a pilot right now. So HBO had this thing where you could submit, like, your pilots. And then you get this fellowship where they, like, pay you, they pay you, like, $50,000. And you could, like, you sit with them for a year. And, like, you work on your pilot. And you could also get, an internship writing for other shows.
Yeah.
But you signed
I tried to submit for that, but I'm white.
Yeah.
So they were like,
bye-bye. I don't know if that one was a diversity one or not. But they have one that you could even do, John. Even if you're Irish and whatever.
Yeah. This day's over.
You sign like a disclaimer that says that HBO might be able to use this without you, and if they do, they pay you a maximum of $500.
So for that reason, I would think for those
anything I submit to like that, like if I'm trying to be a writer somewhere, it's going to be something that I just do right there on the spot. It's not going to be like my passion project that
agent.
I've written.
You just need a fucking agent and a manager.
It has to be some throwaway
to
shit
cut through this trash
for them, you know. Yeah, exactly. Because then if you write a bunch of sketches for SNL and it ends up on SNL and it's just something that you wrote just for the packet, like, then you could at least say, you know, you're a good writer and you could just write.
Well, that's kind of making it. Like, what?
That's
like,
actually a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, if SNL steals sketches that you've written years ago and you're like, well, I don't really write that many sketches. This is, like, the sketch that I've always wanted to produce. I'm going to send this. And if they do that, that's a way bigger deal to you, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are these guys going to get out of it? They've already gotten the Variety article is all they're going to get out of it. It's like,
yes,
oh,
yeah.
These guys write a ton of sketches. They made 60. Just go and chew through their channels and share the ones you like. That's
exactly.
Best thing they can hope for.
I think that they should just
it is.
Now they might have like a little uptick. They should just continue writing them bigger and better. Now,
yeah,
they'll be set. Absolutely.
Those guys have done some big budget.
They could even like maybe like. Pony off this and try to get some
the
kind
sad
of
thing
on a
is,
smaller channel,
yeah.
like
no
True TV or something.
You,
you know,
the sad thing is those guys have probably pumped in $60,000 of their own money into that channel and like producing these sketches.
Yeah, I'd probably think
it's
more.
At least $1,000 a sketch. They've made 60 of them. You know.
Yeah, I'd probably say more than that.
Can we see some of the puppy
all
one?
Of them pumpkin related.
So
I haven't seen the puppy channel. One.
It's just a pumpkin. It's
so
pumpkin
this
comedy.
This is the sketch group's puppy one.
Pet Solutions.
Wow, look how old this is.
We are proud to introduce our new product, Pet Blinders. This revolutionary mask blocks
it's
an animal's
eyes. So your
eyes,
animal can't watch
you
while you're jerking off or having sex.
Oh,
and this is like Pampa. Oh my God.
Pet blinders are 100% effective for animals that have eyes.
Okay. And
now let's look at
I haven't
at
seen that
puppy.
One actually.
Oh my God. All right. Now we're
so
on.
You,
this
so stuff. You only watch the stuff that you're in? What a
no,
dick.
No, I've watched a bunch of their shit. I've watched a certain era of their shit.
I
guess.
Wait, I
Oh, to your crate.
Crate hole.
I cried when I first saw this. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I thought this was hilarious.
With his anxiety? Yeah, right.
With his anxiety.
Everything's fine.
Well, go in the hall. We'll be 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Don't let your fur baby ruin the intimate moment you've waited for all week. Now you don't have to with Pound Puppy, the furry dog costume big enough for two
this
people
is,
to have
to
sex
to me,
in.
This just takes it to the
Once
next
inside,
level.
Yeah.
You know, like this
town,
just...
And your dog will just think there's a That's much it. Larger dog in the room with him. With Pound Puppy, you get the
dog just thinks it's a bigger
dog.
Dog.
Is your best friend,
That's the whole
suitable for any style of lovemaking.
Honestly,
they need to check on your dog.
This
just
is way different to me. I don't
know, but having seen this, you can see the inspiration.
Yes,
in it. There's
absolutely.
No way that these two things.
One, if you have the budget for blinds, like when you sleep, and the other is if you can actually tell people.
Also, I mean, this is if you're in a writer's room, right, and you're going around the table. Okay, what kind of ads can we do? What are problems people have? You know, who hasn't had that issue? If you have a dog, I never have. But like with the animal being in the room and it feeling awkward, I feel like that's kind of a universal idea or point of discussion when it comes to being a pet owner. No?
I mean, I don't have a dog either.
I don't know, man.
It's the first time I've ever heard of
it. If it's a vicious dog, like one time this girl had this vicious, like, pit bull, and I made her put it in the cage before we started anything, because sometimes those dogs get jealous.
Yes, that's a good move.
I fucked a pet owner on a ton of dog hair. You're just like, well, you just got to go for it.
I don't know why. I find that sentence so funny. I fucked a pet owner.
No, the worst is when they have a cat and the cat just jumps on the bed mid-stroke.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh,
just
no.
Just go. I'm like, stiff arm.
I know a girl that, biblically, that had a bulldog, and that bulldog would stay on the fucking bed. And the worst part is that bulldog, the bulldog's grunt. And you'd hear that grunt.
Uh-huh.
Well, other things going on, and that sticks with me. Like, oh, God. Right, let's move on. Edit that out, by the way.
she's like, I bill you, cocksucker.
Jesus
she's
Christ,
calling
that
in
fucking
now.
Dog.
You know, there,
that's why you're
all bulldogs
on a couch
die very
yourself.
Young. Yeah, it's nasal issues. But
well, I think that the positive that has come out of this whole scenario is the fact that we've discovered Josh Carter's incredible acting.
Yeah, that was my. That's and to think that's only the second most embarrassing video I've been in.
Oh,
Garrett, find the first. Garrett, find the first.
I hope the first one's not with Cory Booker.
Is it just Josh pounding a puppy? Is
it's
it the kind of
him,
the same
him
URL?
And Cory Booker studying in a library?
Oh man, well, I see similarities in both of them, but also, what do you do with that? To your point, like,
oh, Anna, what was your reaction when you first discovered that I was in it?
Well, it was one of those things where I'm watching this, and because it was made years ago, I was like, oh, what comedians might be in this video that I might recognize? And then I was like, oh my god!
Did you think it was like, what do you did you
well,
think?
I was just, I was so happy I watched till the end because originally I was like, this sketch is too long, like it's a 6 minute. Yeah. Video, I was like, oh, should I watch this to the end? But I'm like, I'm going to be a really good podcast host and I'm going to do my work and watch the video to the end.
I
am so happy I did because then I saw you and I thought your acting was pretty good. You know, I think that
no,
you committed.
You owned that pumpkin.
You committed to it and that's always the first step.
I felt like I was very non-committal in it because I was like kind of embarrassed.
No, I mean, you committed to the character.
That was Miss America level acting.
Thank you.
Yeah, I take that
as
a
compliment.
I was
like in my early 20s at the time. My mother's a Christian. You know, I can't have that shit out. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not using internet.
Well, by the way, we should stay on the acting theme because this is wonderful.
Speaking of auditions making people nervous... Okay, I heard about this in real time, and now there's a story out about it. Who done it? Broadway is left puzzled by a mystery pooper who targets audition rooms before vanishing. So, there's been auditions recently for Magic Mike. They're bringing it to Broadway, apparently. And so, there are two very well-known...
That's for John.
There's two well-known rehearsal studios audition spaces in New York. It's Ripley Greer and Pearl Studios. And both were the scene of a heinous pooping crime.
You totally did this.
Apparently, someone in... Okay, so when it's like a large like dance call or an open call, everyone just kind of waits around in a room. And then because it's a union project, there's an equity, actors' equity monitor who sits there. Apparently, the monitor stepped in a large pile of poop in the middle of the floor and didn't realize what it was. And then realized someone just took a dump and left.
Wait.
And then it happened again a week later at the other studio in the same sort of situation.
Whoever, I think one of them was the Temple Horses, the other one was SNL.
There you go. So basically, no one saw it happen. No one knows. We still don't know who did it. Some people are saying that the theory behind the motive could be there's been a huge dispute, I mean, for years, but lately it's really tense, about union and non-union actors.
That's because you're using
So it's possible. A lot of times they won't see non-union people. If it is a union call, they will not see union people, non-union people, unless there's time at the end of the day.
Oh.
You have to be union to be in a union project and to get that union pay. So
if they don't see union non-union people?
No.
That's how someone got in there and took a shit unseen.
Maybe.
They're invisible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there
brilliant.
You go. Oh, nice.
Jesus, not written down.
Come on. So because it is an open call, it's open to non-union actors. But again, it's that if you wait around and there's no one else here, we'll see you in the room. But that usually doesn't happen because there's so many out of work actors.
There's a copycat shitter.
Maybe.
So, how did this become Law and Order? And I like it.
We have a video of...
this is Broadway being Broadway.
It's
man.
Just a parody. So, of course, all the actors are making fun of it. So, there are some actors who are currently in the Broadway show The Prom who made a video about it, as only Broadway people would.
This is so fucking Broadway.
All right, everybody. I'm the monitor for the Magic Mike auditions.
Oh, look who it is.
Just want to welcome everybody, and we're going to get started.
Guy's the Home Alone dad.
No. That's what I thought. That's
yes,
what I
it
thought
is.
It looks like. I don't think
it's not.
It's my
not.
Poop that you found that Pearl. I was doing 16 bars of I'm Not That Girl when the dancer shrieked and began to hurl, so it couldn't be my poop in the first place.
Wait a minute. That's not mine. Redirect your scorn, and I know for sure because I didn't eat no corn, and it's filled with corn, so it can't be mine, and I know you ate Chipotle, so it must be thine. See, it's your poop.
No.
Yes, it's your poop.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It fits.
Is it me, or does auditioning give you the sh-?
I hate chorus calls, where's my appointment time? No more holding rooms with crap in them would be sublime.
It's your agent's fault. If he got a slot, then you wouldn't be here in the first place.
Oh, then it's his fault.
So?
It was his fault.
No.
Yes, it is. It's his.
I guess.
Wait a minute. At chorus calls, and of this, I'm sure I heard your nervous poops from the stall next door.
But on the god floor, I mean, that's misuse. I would drop my deuce in the right place.
If you had an appointment slot.
If you'd have left the corn alone.
If you hadn't been there at Pearl in the first place. You're responsible. You're the one to blame. It's your poop.
None of these people would audition for Magic Mike. Like, fat gay guys and a woman?
No, they're not saying they're the ones.
He's probably going to be a customer.
They are all currently in a Broadway show, and they are making fun of this fact by doing a song. I forget what song this is from, but it's a spoof on an actual musical. Mm. So, yeah, do you guys have any theories? Do you think...
Boy, they're not big time.
Do you think it was a man or a woman?
A man.
Because also women were auditioning for this show.
I think it was a man.
It's a man move.
I so hope it's a woman. Oh.
Were you getting all feminist?
If he showed me,
he's like,
women shit on floors too, pal.
Again, not it's only just, do I think it was a woman, ding, 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 ding.
We're just like conniving is the thing.
I just want I have to see the shit to give you a real answer.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
How nutty was it?
Oh, God.
I think you got to be a little nutty to take a shit in an audition room floor.
Well, does it look gluten-free?
It looked like a melted Snickers.
My brother got so drunk at my wedding, he shit on the hotel room floor. I stepped in it, waking him up the next morning to come and get breakfast. I pounded it. He puked three times.
I love you, brother.
Shit the floor. And I had two brothers share in the same room. And I opened the door and I stepped in. I go, what the fuck? One of you animals shit on the floor? And my brother, who didn't shit, goes, what? Opens his blankets, looks in his pants, he goes, not me. Like, it still, could have been him, you know, because he was so drunk.
I respect that. I do. I respect that.
That is my kind of alcoholic.
He's in a nut house right now, currently.
Hey, listen.
It would have been much worse if you checked it and you were like, you. Me.
And yet, we're all like, that makes sense. Like, you're so wasted. This, you are not.
Oh, no.
You are, like,
this is,
sober.
Yeah, premeditated.
You are, that it's vicious is what it is.
Is this Law and Order?
Poop meditated. Boom, boom.
I don't know.
I have the Law and Order stuff.
I just love any excuse to talk about how awful actors are in audition settings.
I really love it.
It's
really takes some
worst.
Guts, because I know there have been times I have to take a shit in this place right now. Yeah, that's what I would do. Then you walk out, you know?
This is why, but I've, like,
How are they in there alone, though? And this is in the room where the...
They're not.
Security tape. They've got to find
it. It's a holding room, and there's usually lots of
people. Oh, it's in the actual holding room.
So I'm thinking it was someone just, like, kind of squatted down, like they're just sitting, waiting.
It was definitely during lunch. Definitely during a lunch break.
Blanket on. Anybody chilly?
Can we isolate that and then caption it Joanne's resting shit face?
Know who I think it was?
While she does this.
Dun, dun, dun. It was probably like someone not at all auditioning. It was probably like someone who's very against Magic Mike, who knew about
it. Yes.
So like, they're like, you know what? This is when they take lunch. I've calculated this out. We've come and we've done our scouting. You know,
Maybe it was a nun or a Catholic priest.
Yeah, exactly. Assassin.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well,
it's like one of it's like a pro lifer
really
protesting like Planned Parenthood. That's
yeah, right.
Their version.
I don't know why, because it's such a dude thing. Like I was really hoping that they would catch this person. It would be a woman. Because like remember, we did this story because we're nothing if not. Awesome when it comes to shit-related stories.
Quality.
There was just like this runner in like Colorado that would shit the same place in the same yard days and days. Every time she would go over, and it was a girl.
It was a woman.
And they got her on tape, and it was amazing. I was so happy because like everyone's like guy.
Yeah.
So, like an entitled white dude would do that.
Nope,
there was just some chick.
I think if it was a woman who did it this time, her name was Tammy. And she's from the Midwest or the South.
Yeah, well, by the way, there we go. Yeah. Good. Well done, guys.
I love the word defecating. It just sounds so educated, but still yucky.
Yeah. Educate, defecate.
Why did they have to blur the poop?
Defecate,
that's a thing.
It's more like a crime term.
They're not allowed to show poop?
No, but they actually have video of her taking a dump.
Is that her?
I wish.
A funny little gal.
Right here in front of my kids. And she's like, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, she apologized.
What a weirdo.
I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, never run here ever again.
Honestly, if she brought her own dog bag to clean up her own shit, I think it's okay.
Oh, really?
Yes, I think it's okay.
Like she knows she's got a...
If it's early in the morning with no one else there,
she's got to run?
Yeah, if she brings her own bag, because, like, dogs do it all the time, like...
Life deals you... You got to play the hand you're dealt.
I like how there's a sign just for her. There's a sign just for her.
Yeah.
That's like if that's like when someone's stealing packages in your apartment building. You're like, to the motherfucker who's been stealing the packages, I am installing a camera here. Yeah. I will be up at your apartment.
Yeah, or the best, there are cameras. I will access the footage and find who it is. No, there's not.
You got a jogger and a ski mask coming and hanging a shit.
Just smear shit on the camera. Gross.
I wear a ski mask.
Oh, I love / hate you. Well, guys, thank you for smearing the shit on the show that is Monday. But this was awesome, and it's always a good show when we get to like, two stories.
Yeah.
I know, this is why I tell you never to read any of them. We just have them in case you don't show up. Josh, we'll start with you. Give us some plugs, promotions,
descriptions. Beauty Bars, they're a fun show happening this Friday at or Polished Comedy is a show. It's happening at Beauty Bar this Friday. Come through. It's a lot of fun. Follow me on Instagram, Gosh Carter, GOSHCARTER.
Oh, and pumpkinfunky.org.
Yes.
There as well.
Oh, man, you know what? If you guys could maybe tweet a couple pics of Josh in that... fucking video, a couple freeze frames.
God, are you fucking kidding me? That is already being made, as you mentioned. That we got a crack team here, Jed. What do you got, brother?
I'm in Boston this weekend, Nick's Comedy Club, Friday, Saturday, and then. But nobody's. This is like a Jersey, Long Island heavy fan base, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I am at Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey, April 4th and 5th, or 5th and 6th, the Friday, Saturday. I don't really got it together, guys.
Yeah.
Look who you're talking to. By the way, speaking of fights, Boston, Jesus Christ. The three times I broke my nose, all in Boston.
I've gotten my nose broken and my jaw broken on two separate St. Patrick's days.
Were they here or in...
Jaw broken in Rhode Island, nose broken. No, nose broken in Rhode Island, jaw broken back home in Toronto.
First of all, Rhode Island? Well done. Awesome.
Thank you for clarifying which was where. Because it makes a difference.
Anyway, John has such a strong jaw. Now I want to break mine.
I would have think the jaw was where I live.
That's a good looking jaw. Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of pooping, breaking jaws, and glory holes that look like lakes, let's bring it back to this little person right here.
I'm not doing Bill's idea.
No, we're not doing it.
Yeah, I don't fuck pumpkins either. No, but if I did, I need to know the
guts
and the rest of
my head.
I love it.
That's
worth me doing the sketch. So
listen, for anyone who, any sketch groups, I would love to be in your videos because SNL might just lift it and then we'll get to show it and, like, you know, we can all be famous for 15 minutes.
I'm glad you didn't have my picture at least.
Also, just please send us videos of your impression, Josh. Fucking a pumpkin.
Yep.
I won't do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah, I don't fuck pumpkins either. No, but if I did, I need to know the guts won't put a rash on my dick.